On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
For it is a human number.
Its number is 6.
All right, boys and girls out there, it's time to do 6 in 30. The bit that hasn't been stolen yet, but I'm sure it will be. By many rock podcasts out there, we give you 5-second clips and 30 seconds of songs.
For all you math geniuses out there, that's 6 songs.
He is a genius. He has a chemical engineering degree, which he doesn't
use. That's right, folks.
Yeah.
No fingers were used in the completion of this math.
And if I say the square root of 81, he'll tell me.
A what?
The square root of 81.
Well, can I use toes?
No. Okay. Never mind.
I have 9 of those.
Just forget all that stuff. Okay. And most of the time, these 6 songs have a theme. And this week, Danny's theme for you: all of these songs were top 20 hits in the year 1975.
Holy crap!
You would have been 9 years old.
9 years old.
And
all right.
I was 11. And I can tell you that I know you've heard every one of these songs. But you just have to give me the name of the artist.
That's the hard part in the 70s band, like Starland Vocal Band.
I can tell you that one's not there.
All right. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
So,
all right. Well, I definitely know all of these songs. You got me with the Kung Fu Fighting. I have no idea who that is.
Do you need to hear this again?
Yeah, let's go one more time.
All right. Danny.
The highest vocals ever by a man.
I know. He was squeezing them nads.
Oh, man. Okay. The first one was Sweet.
Yes.
The next one, David Bowie.
Correct.
Then the Bee Gees.
Yep.
Then I don't know who did Kung Fu Fighting. It had to be a one-hit wonder kind of guy.
Exactly was.
Ugh. Then Grand Funk Railroad.
Yep.
And then the Eagles.
Yep. 5 for 6.
Yes.
Now, the only one you missed was Kung Fu Fighting. That was Carl Douglas.
Carl Douglas.
Yeah. And yeah. I think he tried to have another hit, and it had to do with Kung Fu as well. So I think he was done after that. But yeah. I hope he wrote that song, because I'm sure he made a killing off of that one song. If he didn't, and yeah, he's probably, you know, bussing tables somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's
I was in the band, we used to play Best of My Love by the Eagles, and we ended it And it just started like the beginning of Kung Fu Fighting, so a lot of times we'd go right into the beginning of that. We never played the whole song, but we would start that out, and people thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. But just worked out that way, huh?
It did. The harmony we had at the end of the song and the way it sounded, it just, everybody was Kung Fu Fight. It was hilarious.
I think Alice Cooper does something where he plays one of the songs and he goes right into another brick in the wall and goes back into another song. Something along those. I can't remember which one it was. So very strong performance. You're very good with 1975. I probably should have asked you the song. You probably would have got the songs too, but yeah.
Yeah, most of them, I think.
Yeah, that was a pretty much of a softball.
Yeah.
6 and 30 for you. So hopefully you gave me a softball as well. We'll find out.
I think so. This one, the theme to this one is they all have the word rays or some kind of rays in the title.
Is that R-A-Y-S or R-A-I-S-E?
R-A-I-S-E.
Okay, rays songs.
Right. And what I did is I gave you the part of the chorus. So you pretty much will know the name of the songs. You need to give me the artists.
All right, good. Nice and challenging.
Yeah, some of these are tough.
Okay.
But you know all the artists, no question.
All right, so he's going for deep raised songs. Okay.
Yep.
Here we go. Okay, I know four of them for sure.
All right.
A couple of them, I'm almost there, but, you know, I can hum it part in my head, and so I got to play this again. Here we go. One of them, I don't got, but let me try this out. Number one is ZZ Top, Beer Drinkers, and Hellraisers.
Yeah, the one time I saw them, that song was by far their best song. The drummer went off. So good.
Van Halen used to cover that in the club days. I think Michael would sing it. All right. Number two is Raise Your Glasses by Kiss.
Yep. Another stupid anthem.
I like that song.
I'm just tired of the anthems with Kiss. Like, oh, God, come on. God gave rock and roll to you. Raise your glasses on the eighth day. Ugh.
Okay. Number three is Icon, Raise the Hammer.
That is correct.
That was one you threw in there. You think it might have stumped me, but no. Number four is what got me. Raised on Rock is the name of the song. And it sounds new wave of British heavy metal to me, but
you would be totally correct with that.
I'd be stumped. Oh God, who's that band you like? Here comes out of left field, Tokyo Blade.
Nope.
Damn it. All right, so I missed that one.
You were a big fan of the guitar player of this band.
Oh, is it Tigers of Pantang?
That is correct.
Damn it. That was my first guess too. I was thinking.
No, your first guess was Tokyo Blade.
My first official. I thought of Tigers, but I was like, nah, damn it. Number five is King Cobra.
That is correct.
Raise Your Hand to Rock.
That's one of my favorites by them.
And number six was Journey, Raised on Radio.
That is correct.
And the only reason I got that when I heard Steve Perry's voice, if you would have put his voice in there, I would have never got that because I never listened to that song. I just knew they had an album called Raised on Radio. So
that is correct. And it's a really good album, but it's...
With Randy Jackson on bass.
Yes, it is.
Dog.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah. So I got 5 out of 6.
All right. So we tied that one.
Wow.
Way to go.
We got to make these harder for us. Either that or we're just too damn smart.
Yeah. Well, it depends on who you give these to. If I gave this to my brother, he wouldn't get one of these.
Yeah, he's like, Icon? Who the hell is Icon?
Icon? That's a band?
Yeah, from Arizona. I saw Icon live. They were great. Twice. Most people never saw Icon. They should have been bigger than they were, but eh. All right.
Tons of bands should have been bigger.
Right.
All right, so that was cool. I like doing those.
Yeah, that's fun. Maybe we'll do one show completely of that particular bit.
All right.
I'll do one of those, and we'll see how it does. And if it stinks, then we'll do one show.
If we get like feedback of, don't ever do that again.
Yeah, that sucks, guys. It's fun for us, though, so we're going to keep doing it, damn it, because you know what? We're not getting paid for this, and we do this for fun, so.
Yeah.
I
like putting these together. It's kind of fun to pick out the 5-second bit of a song.
Yeah.
Because you could pick out bits totally obscure, you know, like if you didn't know Accept and you played the little Heidi-ho part from the beginning of Fast as a Shark, you would never guess that that's Accept.
Right. You want to make it, if you just put the chorus in there, it makes it too easy.
Yeah.
Put a little.
Yeah, so unless you don't care about the title of the song, you just want the artist.
Yeah.
That's where you go for some deep artists.
Yeah, I like doing the artist.
Yeah.
Let's keep it that way.
All right, cool.
All right, good. That's enough for that one. All right.
Fair use is a limitation and exception to the exclusive right granted by copyright law to the author of a creative work. In United States copyright law, fair use is a doctrine that permits limited use of copyrighted material without acquiring permission from the rights holders. Some examples of fair use include commentary, criticism, parody, and teaching. The Hard Rocking Trivia Show promotes the music played on the show and urges its listeners to purchase said music from the artist's official website, iTunes, or Amazon.com.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
Okay, boys and girls out there in podcast land, stay safe and stay inside because we're going to play some Who the Hell Is This? We'll give you 4 10-second clips of maybe an obscure artist or an obscure song by a known artist. And this week, I think I got a good one for Danny. It's a band he knows, but I don't know if he knows the song.
All right. So I guess you want the title of the song along with the artist.
No, well, just
the... Oh, well, who the hell is this? So you just want to know who it is.
I just want to know the artist.
All right. Okay, so let's play clip one. Wow, that's cool. Is it, oh, crap.
Oh, crap would be incorrect.
That was not my guess. Scott Gorham's band. God, why can't I think of the name?
Thin Lizzy?
No, the one he's in now.
Oh, I'm not going to tell you.
God, coming under heavy fire. I can't think of it, but is that it?
It is incorrect. It is not Scott Gorham's newest band. It's not Black Star Riders.
That's the name. Who I was trying to think of.
No. Okay, your first clue is this is a 5-piece band out of England.
5-piece band from England, and I know them.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Am I a fan?
You like some of the stuff they've done, yeah.
Okay. All right, clip number 2. Is it Tigers of Pantang?
It is Tigers of Pantang.
Nice. You can tell by the voice, that's for sure.
Yep. Any clue what the name of the song is?
No idea.
All right.
Is it a newer song? Like,
no, this song came out in 1985.
All right.
Though the new Tigers of Pantang lineup, the last two albums have been really good. And there's a cool, you know, in my garage, I have like a little, like a Amazon Fire Stick, so I watch YouTube concerts. I watched Tigers of Pantang from the Rock Hard Festival. And they play the old stuff and the new stuff really good. Surprisingly, they only have one original member. But there's
who's that?
Rob Weir, one of the guitar players.
Okay.
But yeah, there is a boatload of concerts, especially from Wacken, all that stuff in Europe. It's all broadcast on German television. It's all over the internet, all over YouTube. So play track three, see if you get the name of the song. By the way, the name of the song is also the name of the album.
Okay. Is it Spellbound?
It is not Spellbound. That was a little earlier. But you got the band. It's a five-piece. It was after John Sykes left. It's the album after The Cage.
Ooh, okay.
So one more hint. One more track to go.
Let's hear this one. Living in the Red Cage. How did we reach this stage? Living in the Wreckage.
Yep, the name of the album is The Wreckage.
Yeah.
1985. It's probably, this is the last last album before they went away for a long time.
Yeah. I love this album, The Cage.
Yeah, that's just great.
So many great songs.
And the two before that, Spellbound and Crazy Nights, got some good songs. Those are the three core albums that are from their early incarnation in Tigers that are worth checking out. Yeah, The Wreckage was okay. The lead singer went on to become an actor, of all things. I think he was in like some British soap operas and stuff like that.
Really?
So I guess he stopped music and became an actor. I guess he's, you know, this is what he's been doing for the last couple hundred years. I don't know. But
he definitely has a distinctive voice.
Yeah, I always thought they should have been bigger. Maybe it was because they were on MCA, and nobody from MCA really gets that big. Made a wrong label because The Cage should have been huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my Who the Hell Is This?
All right, that was a good one.
The Tigers of Pantang. We're fans.
Oh, yeah. We've been fans a long time. I think you introduced me to them when we first met.
Yep. Because I thought that was the coolest name ever. Yeah. And we were totally into the new wave of British heavy metal. We got all that stuff came out.
Oh, yeah, Metal Massacre and...
Well, Metal Massacre was the L.A. thing. Yeah, no, wait, you're right. Metal Massacre album, that was with when we had Iron Maiden and Praying Mantis and all that stuff. Yeah. Saxon, we were all into that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so...
Back in the day.
Yep, so now you got one for me.
All right, yep. This is a good one, I think.
Okay, I'll play along at home or in your car or wherever you are. Here we go, here's track one. Wow, sounds cool, but I don't know who the hell that is. I'm going to take a guess. Is it Honeymoon Suite?
No. No, it's not.
No, I didn't think it was, but I had to guess something.
They are not Canadian.
Not Canadian, okay.
They're actually from Michigan.
A band from Michigan? That's not that
many. Well, they're from Michigan, but then they did their time in Hollywood.
Okay. All right, that doesn't really tell me much because I don't know too many bands from Michigan. Wow. I got Michigan on the brain, and the only band I really know from Michigan that I can think of right now would be Grand Funk Railroad, but that would be wrong, wouldn't it?
That would be very wrong.
I knew it would. The music sounded kind of 80s to me, but I knew it wasn't. But there's only band from Michigan I can think of right now, and it's definitely not Ted Nugent.
Nope. No, this This album, this was their fourth album. It came out in 1991.
Wow. 91, and they're from Michigan originally?
Yep.
And it's an American band from Michigan. Oh, God. I don't. Let me see. Track 3. You got me stumped right now. Wow, it sounds cool. Why don't I know this?
You've seen this band.
I have?
Yes, you have.
Wow.
Actually, I think you've seen them fairly recently, if I'm not mistaken. Like in the last few years.
Hmm.
I have not seen them.
Wow. I have seen this band?
Yeah. You loved them, too.
I did?
Yep.
Oh, God. Is it Carly Simon?
No.
No, wow.
This band had a ginormous number one hit
really?
In 1979.
Wow, okay.
Huge. Most people think this is a one-hit wonder band. And they I think they had a few more minor hits, but their song from 79 was gigantic.
I would know that immediately.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Track 4. Is it Player?
Nope.
Wow, you stunned.
No, it is not.
All right, so it's a Michigan band from the 80s, and they had a big
Their
hit.
Lead singer's name is Doug Fiedler.
The Knack? That's the Knack?
That is the Knack.
Oh, my God. I would have never guessed that. It didn't sound like the Knack at all.
Yep.
Must have been
a song called Rocket of Love
from
the album Serious Fun.
Third album, right?
Fourth.
Fourth album.
Yep.
I didn't know they're from Michigan originally. I thought they were an L.A. band.
No.
Oh, good one, Mac. They stumped my ass on that.
And you did. You've seen them, right?
I seen them twice, and they were great. I saw them. I saw them once in a club, the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills, and they were unbelievable. They were so good. And I saw them once open. It was at the Universal Amphitheater when it was still there. Now it's the Universal Amphitheater is now a Harry Potter exhibit. But it was the Donnas, the all-female teen group, opened, the Knack and Alice Cooper. Weird, but the Knack went down. People loved them. They were so good that they got a standing ovation when they were finished.
Nobody doesn't like My Sharona. That is such a great song. But they have so many other songs that are great, like Good Girls Don't, But I Do. Oh, man, there's a bunch of songs.
And
I remember you telling me they were so tight that it was unbelievable.
Every guy Doug Fiedler plays, you know, he was the rhythm guitar player and singer. But the bass player was great. The drummer was unbelievable. And the guitar player, the original guy, was so damn good. I mean, it was like, wow, I had no idea. I was blown away.
Yeah.
But, yeah, good one, because I don't know any of the stuff. Past the first two albums, I don't know any of that stuff. So that was...
Yeah, I figured you wouldn't... I know you saw them, but I didn't know if you'd remember any of the other songs.
And they probably played that song live. I just didn't remember, because I just know the first two.
Yeah.
Good thinking. Somebody's been doing their homework over there.
I got to make it a little tough for you. Otherwise, it's like you don't even wake up.
Yeah, but that's what makes it fun, because now I'll go back and see if I can find that song and listen to it, because I like what I heard. So, yeah, maybe I'll...
Oh, yeah, the song is great. I was listening to the whole album as I was doing some more of the prepping for this show.
So, cool. I'm going to go check out Serious Fun by The Knack for sure.
Yep, from 1991.
Wow. And we can safely say that you won this round of Who the Hell Is This? Not even close.
Yeah.
Wow. Good one.
Their debut album went 2x platinum in the U.S.
Yeah. I remember they were huge. I lived in Germany at the time. And everybody wanted to know about the Knack. I remember they toured Germany and people were going bonkers for them.
Yeah.
But then they put the second album out way too soon and it didn't do as well. And I guess they just kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it was one of those things like Men at Work. the hype was so much there, and I guess they were just overexposed, and people got sick of them real fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, two albums and gone. Yeah. Oh, well, good. Cool.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, it was. You get A+ for that one.